Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
How are you doing, Brian?
Not bad. Gearing up for holiday weekend.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thanksgiving's a good time for me. And I'm working, believe it or not, on a proposal for this coming weekend for Black Friday, which involves our good friend Daniel Milstein, who we had on before.
Uh-huh.
So I know it's last minute and it's late, but if that goes through, I'll be shooting on Black Friday from a helicopter.
You save a lot of money that way. Oh, you could use your cell phone from the helicopter, though.
That's okay. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, but a client called me and they want to have some aerial shots done, but they don't want to use a drone. They want to do some helicopter stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything about it. And Daniel, who we interviewed here before, specializes in that. And he's only about 45 minutes from me. So I called him up and I said, I need to collaborate with you on this project because I don't even know where to start. So, if that happens, we're going to be shooting from a helicopter on Friday. But
have you ever shot from a helicopter before?
I have not.
Have you
been on a helicopter? I've been on a helicopter, but never for sure. Years ago when I was a kid, I did the helicopter tour of Las Vegas. But that's about it.
Well, you have all kinds of stories. Have fun. I've done a lot of helicopters.
Well, let's hope we get the job first. So we'll see.
Good point.
What about you? It's getting cooler out there?
Yeah, finally. It dropped a while ago, but it's still really nice. And I'm kind of looking forward to Thanksgiving, but really looking forward to the Christmas holiday. I got a big thing coming up for that, but I won't go into that. And business is good, and Spartan's good, and still shooting stuff, keeping busy.
Well, you have the advantage of being able to shoot those Spartan races into the fall and I guess winter, whereas out here, those races just aren't even happening. So,
well, next one is at where the Giants play, Peck Bell, AT&T Park in San Francisco. So it would kind of go rain or shine. They all go rain or shine anyway. So I've shot in the rain and the snow, and it's just part of what it is. So.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an exciting show today.
Oh, tell us all about it.
All right. So this interview today came about off a PFRE blog post. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And we saw, the post, and we saw the reaction from it, and we saw the service, and we figured we might as well have him on. And we're going to introduce Herb Dirks, who is the founder of HD Photo Hub. Thanks for coming on, Herb.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So we're obviously going to get into detail about your service that you're offering, but just to give our listeners a sense of who you are, why don't you come in and tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in the industry altogether?
Well, wow. So we have to go all the way back to 1997 when I first got introduced to working with real estate photography and marketing on the internet. And I started at a little company called Home Debut Incorporated, which later grew into a company probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with, which is Tour Factory. But I started back long enough ago that we were doing what we called 9-photo tours. And the reason they were 9 photo was because when you shot a 24 exposure roll of film, about 9 good photos is what you had to work with. So we kind of started there and have seen a lot of ups and downs and growth and an enormous amount of change in the course of the last 20 years in this space. So, when I first started, you were lucky if you got to see a picture of the home at all before you drove to it. You know, a little black and white photo in the Sunday paper was kind of how people marketed homes then. And and now, of course, the quality of the photography and the ability to distribute those pictures through the internet has come miles and miles, especially as broadband has really took hold and camera technology has improved. It's just become just this really fascinating and awesome space to work in.
Cool. So you come more from a technology background as opposed to a photography background. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, for sure. I know lots of photographers and have lots of photographer friends. I can't shoot as good as any of them. I wish I could, but that's just not where my gifts are. I'm more in a technology kind of place.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's important because for any industry, you know, especially the way technology is, you know, you need to have people that are involved in your industry that come from the background like you do. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. So you were at Tour Factory for a little while. And I know Tour Factory franchises, right? They're all over now. Is that correct?
Well, they're not franchises. They use the independent contractor model. But okay. Yeah, they've got people all over the place. Their model is really fascinating because it's focused on, you know, kind of having a territory that a person owns. And so that has some kind of pros and cons with it. And so, you know, as I've looked out at the marketplace and seen how things are evolving, to me, it was clear that a different model kind of made more sense. And that model is one where instead of trying to confederate everyone in the country under one brand and under one sort of national logo or brand, to really focus on local markets, especially since photography as a category is something where every market is a little different, and what an individual photographer wants to offer may vary from one market to another, and that's something you really can't do on a national level, where you're trying to you know, offer a product across the entire country. You kind of lose your ability to respond to local markets and what's happening in local markets that way.
No, for sure. And, you know, Rich and I have spoken about this countless times on the podcast where we're talking about pricing or whatever, you know, marketing, whatever it may be. And it always comes down to being market dependent. So it's so hard to say that one formula will work for everyone.
For sure.
So after Tour Factory, you segued into what you have now. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Which is HD Photo Hub. And I guess, why don't you tell us essentially or an overall what it is, and then we can talk about how, you know, you went from Tour Factory into creating HD Photo Hub.
Sure. Well, so HD Photo Hub is a platform for real estate photographers to upload their photos into, and then we take those photos and build a whole bunch of different marketing tools. The thing that people are most familiar with is building a website for a property, right? Taking the photos and adding them into a gallery and some kind of a slideshow. Some kind of method of displaying those photos in a way that's kind of compelling and interactive for users. But, you know, it's really important that website work well in a mobile environment because, you know, such a high percentage of people looking at homes are doing so from a phone or a tablet these days. But the website is really just the beginning. You know, when you're providing clients with marketing a marketing package to go along with photos, they need that website, but they also need things like flyers and videos and social media ad tiles and all of the, you know, all those kind of extra things that sort of come out of the photos or are produced from the photos that help them turn that photography into money ultimately, right? Because when a real estate agent buys photography from us, they're not buying just pictures. They're looking for those pictures to go to work for them and to have some kind of return on investment of those photos. And so, you know, it's in my view that you can add a lot of value by giving that marketing package to your clients when after you take the photos and deliver those.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's definitely important. You know, my feeling is there's a lot of other, you know, services, I guess, out there that do similar things. But the one drawback I always found was that all those services are offering these platforms where it looks outdated, or, you know, web 1.0, if you want to call it that, you know, from 2000, and nothing looking a little bit more modern, or, you know, either web 2.0, or I think we're even past web 2.0 at this point, but something a little bit more modern, which is why, you know, this caught my eye, what you're offering.
Yeah, I think the design that you provide actually matters a lot more than people realize. You know, how the photos are surrounded and presented with some kind of a modern presentation makes, you know, a much bigger difference than maybe you might realize at first, especially when it comes to trying to attract millennials. You know, I think the median age of a realtor is still in the upper 50s. And because of that, you know, I think people tend to think that what they like is what works for others too. But, you know, millennials are now entering the home buying market in a big way. They were over 30% a couple of years ago of home buyers, and that number continues to grow. And so being able to reach those millennial buyers is going to be something that is not particularly intuitive, but super important to do. And I'll tell you, design matters so much to them, and how it looks matters so much. And really, as part of my philosophy with HD Photo Hub, you know, it's not just about a bucket to drop those photos in. You know, I think that part of being local is, yes, pricing, and yes, it's the products that are offered. But I also think that there's this big movement towards a more personalized experience for end consumers. You know, everyone really kind of expects things to be delivered their way, and kind of hyper customized, and so this platform is built from the ground up with that sort of customized feel in mind. And so, for example, you know, we really focus a lot on building a website for the real estate photographer to offer as their back end for their clients to use, and you know, you can choose the colors and the fonts and quite a bit about the style of how that that website looks. But when it comes to the property websites, we've created a platform that's fully modular. So you can actually decide exactly which components you want to use to display your properties and come up with a look and a feel that not only is modern, but it's also completely unique to you. So even other users of the HD Photo Hub platform won't have access to the look and feel that you've developed for your clients.
Wow. Well, let me ask you a question, because this may be good, because I am completely cold on knowing what your platform is and everything. So just treat me as someone that is going to ask a couple of questions, and like anybody out there. So let me ask you, I provide photos, and I also will, if asked, I will provide a virtual tour. Now, I don't get involved in flyers. I don't get involved in anything else, really, as far as taking the photos and doing more about it, like doing a website, whatever. Every so often I'll do something for a client, but it's not normal. So what would I do? Go to your website, or would I call you, and would you tell me about all of your offerings? And what is this really about? Is this about allowing me to offer more, which would take a client and have them want to use me more because I offer more?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Rich.
Sell me on this. Help me to better understand what it is.
Well, okay. So I'll do my best. You know, okay. I have a technical background. So being a nerd, not a salesperson, is a little bit of a disadvantage.
And you have salespeople in the business. So I would be talking to one of them.
Yeah. So I do, I have salespeople, and so they can, you can reach out and talk to us, and we're happy to, mm-hmm. to walk you through how to use the system. But, you know, basically in a nutshell.
Well, on that note, before, sorry for interrupting you, Herb, I just want to say, Rich, earlier today, I signed up, for HD Photo Hub just to obviously look through it and try it out before mm-hmm. our recording tonight. And not more than 15 minutes later, I got a call on my phone from one of the reps, thanking me for signing up and asking if I needed help walking through anything on the website.
Oh, I love that. That's a big plus.
Not more than 15 minutes, but mm-hmm. Sorry for interrupting your sales pitch, Herb.
Herb's probably happy. No,
exactly. Hey.
No, that's great. Well, and you know, we try to do that. We try to get in touch with people right away. And honestly, you know, yes, this is a technology platform, but our goal is to really become partners to the real estate photographers that we serve and to help them grow their business. And, you know, to that end, I don't want my website or my company to be viewed as kind of like a vending machine where you sort of walk up and put money in and get products out. This is a partnership, and we're looking for great feedback from the community to continue to develop and improve the features in the platform, because, you know, things do change. And even if we were current today, we want to be current, you know, next year and 5 years from now and 10 years from now. And that requires a dialogue, not a sort of one-way conversation. So, you know, we definitely do want to reach out and talk to people and help them understand that there's real people here that care about their business and that want to see it grow and flourish and so on. So really the platform is what you described, Rich. It's a way to sort of expand your offerings so that you can provide your clients with more value, and that more value will help you gain more clients. But, you know, in some respects, it's also about giving your clients more value so that they can pass that value on to their clients so that they can get more clients, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get the people that you're already working with, the people who might refer to you as a part of their real estate team because, you know, you do so much work for them, if you can help them win more listings, you know, then that's just a win all around too. So, you know, the market times right now are really low. So winning listings is really important. You know, capturing those listings is really important. And so, you know, this platform is really one part about helping, you know, market the home in particular, but it's also about creating a marketing standard and branding standard mm-hmm. for the client, so that the client can show their future clients how effective they are and how much effort they put into actually marketing the home. You know, as a realtor, you can take your photos and just upload them to the MLS and kind of sit back and wait for somebody else to see the home and to bring an offer in. And market times are pretty low right now, so you know that probably works for a lot of people. But market times will slow down because the market always, you know, it ebbs and flows, and when it does, you're definitely going to want to have a compelling argument. Your realtor clients are going to want to have a compelling argument for why they should be selected. And frankly, even when the market's hot like it is now, you know, just because the listing is selling fast, you know, then the name of the game is velocity, right? You want to get lots of transactions as a realtor. So, you know, what our goal is to give a platform that you can turn around and provide to your clients that gives them an enormous amount of power, but something that doesn't add a lot to your workload. If you can just drop those photos in and then, you know, we generate a whole bunch of pieces, like a 26 piece marketing kit is what we have so far that gets generated from the photos. And it's all sort of instant. It doesn't really require a lot of effort or really any effort on the part of the photographer. It's just upload and then let the agent go in and play around and customize and print off flyers and you know, upload to social media and everything else.
So this is something that not only I would be, as the photographer, would be involved with, the agent would also be involved in this, and they'd have a back door to go in?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And the beauty is that it's all branded to you, right? So so when the agent goes to log in, they log into your website. Gotcha. It's all branded for you. It has your logo and everything. But you know, so it's continuing that branding, and it also keeps that an order button ever present so that they can order their next listing from you as well. But yeah, they have this back end where they can go in and they can generate the flyers and they can actually customize and tweak. And, you know, I love it. It doesn't happen that often, but I love it when agents go in and add a whole bunch of text descriptions and things on the photos, because it just, it makes the property website so much more rich. And also it's great from a search engine optimization standpoint when the agents jump in there and add a bunch of content to the photos.
So let me ask one more question. So I'm trying to get a real good feel for this. So what would be the first step? Would it be for me to contact your company, go to your website, check it out, contact your company and request for somebody to a salesperson to contact me, and they would educate me and they would walk me through how I can have your company help me help my agent? Is that kind of it? You're like a partner there?
Yes. You know, the easiest thing is just go check out the website, you know, and just create an account and start playing around in it. There's no cost to create an account. So you just put in your email address and you know, some other contact information, and your account is created. And once you're in there, you can create a property site, upload some photos into it, kind of see what you can do from it. We have this sort of really open kind of perspective that we have wide open doors for you to get in and check it out. And you don't pay anything until you like what you see and you want to actually activate it and go live. And we kind of take that philosophy so that it's kind of on us to come up with something compelling enough that you'll want to use it, rather than trying to convince you beforehand you've had a chance to actually experience it for yourself.
Great. Good.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, because that's, you know, like I said, I signed up today so I can try it out. And that's what I did today, as I went and I uploaded all the photos and saw all the stuff. And then, you know, I did pay to have my first site go live just so I can see how it looks from a customer perspective. And I did get the site. I did it for a shoot that I did yesterday. And, you know, I just called the agent and I said, hey, you know, I sent him a link after. I said, here's a link, check it out. And he hasn't checked it out. I haven't heard feedback yet. But the cool thing is I sent him, I guess, a front end link to the site, which has his contact information and information about the site and all that stuff. But I wasn't even aware that he has the option of going in as well and working on all that. So that's pretty cool. And that's something I want to look into and, you know, call him back and say, hey, you know, if you liked what that was, you have the ability to go in and actually adjust all that and print some marketing material off that, or, you know, maybe download the photos or whatever you want to do with that. I mean, is that an option also, downloading the photos, I'm assuming?
Oh yeah, for sure. In fact, once you've completed a photo shoot, there's a completion email that goes out, and there's a link there where they can, download all of the photos, and they can download them, you know, in full resolution or sized for their MLS or whatever they want there. But that download page is accessible without them even having to create an account. They can just click on a link in the email and get right to it. And they can also get to the marketing kit page where they can download social media links and videos. And, you know, we make a promo video that is just a 30-second looping video that they can throw into Instagram or Facebook, and it just whips through the photos real fast as kind of a teaser, and then as a link, you know, it provides a link back to the full property site. So there's a ton of things that they can do without having to log in or without having to go in and really play with it. But once they do log in and play with it, you know, there's a whole bunch of flyers they can choose from and a whole bunch of other modifications they can make that, you know, from what we've seen, roughly between 25 and 30% of clients will log in and play with it. The rest will just take what you send them as you've sent it and kind of run with that.
Okay, you know, this is really good stuff because I'm just starting to get excited about it. So how does one, and one is me, the photographer, how does one monetize this then? Is this something that we offer all these things through us and these would be add-ons to our photo shoots, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the cost for a property website is pretty nominal. If you buy in bulk, you can get them as low as $10 a piece. So some people just build that into their pricing and just include it and just say, "Hey, when you order with me, you get photos and you get the whole package." Mm-hmm. And they use it as a reason to try to increase their client base. Other people offer it as an add-on and actually mark it up. And people are marking it up anywhere from, you know, $15 to $40 or $50 for this extra package. And most agents really don't bat an eye because of the amount of time that it saves on the flyer alone. The amount of time that it saves them is actually significant. So, but there's a whole bunch of stuff to the system, right? There's a phone text hotline, right? So that if they want to promote a phone number where where potential buyers can call or send a text message, then it will provide information about the property. And the beautiful thing about that is then the agent gets uses caller ID to know who called or texted. And then it sends that information to the agent and says, "Hey, here's a phone number for somebody who's inquiring about this property." And they've got a lead they can follow up on right away. There's a ton of things in there that they can use to help them, you know, be proactive about getting a sale.
All right, cool. And as far as, you know, all that stuff that the agent has from a back end and getting all that stuff, is that all in that email, that completion email that gets to them? That's where they find all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
It's not something that I have to send them or create a separate account for them. They just get all that information and they can access it on their own.
Yeah, it's all automatic. So you put in their email address as a contact when you create, you know, their contact card in your account, and that's all it takes. You know, as soon as you activate a site, they get all the information they need to get in there and start using that stuff.
All right, cool. And one of the biggest features that I was looking at, and I didn't do it yet, but is that you allow people to purchase custom domains through your site and add them to the property website. So mm-hmm. you can like purchase a domain, you know, I guess for the address and link that to the website. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So that's another great way to win the hearts and minds of sellers. They love that stuff. But basically, you can when you're building your site, there's a place for you to select a domain name, a .com. So you might get, you know, 123easystreet.com if that's the address of the property. And then that becomes a domain name for that, just for that property, just for that listing. And so there's a spot in there to do that. That's another great thing to mark up and offer as an add-on or an upsell to clients that you can make a little extra money on. And then of course that domain name goes to the flyer. It goes on the social media videos, and domain names are great because they actually help with search engine optimization. They help properties show up on search engines better. That's a great thing. But like I said, probably the biggest value is actually if that's something that an agent wants to do regularly, they can go into maybe a high-end listing in their market and say, "Look, here's all these wonderful things I'm going to do for you if you pick me as your realtor. And I'm even going to have a domain name or a whole website just for your property." They just love that. They eat that stuff up. And it actually isn't that expensive.
All right, cool. Now, let me ask you from just a technical question. If for whatever reason, and I just want to make sure that the bases are covered, somebody owns the domain. Let's say the homeowner purchased the domain with their address, you know, 5 years ago, and they say, hey, I have a domain. Can you just link it to that? Is that an option?
Yeah, I mean, I can walk you, I can help you get that done. Normally, that would just be done. It has to be done by the homeowner, you know, or whoever owns the domain.
Sure, exactly.
But yeah, you can totally, we can get those things wired up, you bet.
And when you say we've got it's kind of a front for our website, it would be, would this be something that when they put in a URL, are they putting in richbaum.com and then I would send them a link to that, or how would that work? I mean, how do you get the domain name?
Sure. So there's a couple options for that. I do have several clients that have done that, where the whole website is just hosted by my platform, and so that, you know, their gallery is their homepage. But I also have others that have like a WordPress website, and so they want to have this as a sort of the back office piece, and so they'll set up a subdomain like you know, like sites.richbaum.com. That's a little bit trickier to do because we got to get an SSL certificate for security. And so there's a little bit of setup involved. So to make things a little bit easier, we also registered a generic domain. So we have hd.pix. So what we'd probably do is just set up richbaum.hd.pix as your sort of backend website. And we've already got the security certificate and all that stuff set up. So that's totally free. There's no cost for that. You just pick a name that's unique that nobody else has picked. And yeah, in fact, you can have more than one. And I even have a couple clients that have registered their name, but also the name of their town and some other creative things so that they kind of get a few of those domain names gathered. But yeah, absolutely. You can, with that custom domain name, then that's where they would go to log in to make those changes.
Very interesting. And just, you know, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit before, but, you know, to talk about pricing, just so everyone has a feel for it. If you're just purchasing one off site, you're $15. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you do one at a time, they're $15 per property site. We also offer a download only option. So if you just want to deliver the photos and have them automatically sized, then that's $3 one off. But we also have a credit system where if you prepay in bulk, then you can actually get things at a lower price. So for right now, the pricing is if you buy 10 at a time, you can get 150 credits for $120. So that makes them $20 or $12 per property. Or if you buy 50 at a time, then you can get them down at $10. We are actually running a special through the end of the month because we're trying to get people to come try it out and sign up. That special is if you make your first purchase at that $120 level, will double the credits, so you end up getting 20 properties for $120, which is down at $6 a piece. So it's a great deal, but that's only good till the end of November. So that's just the special we're doing right now.
I didn't even know that you offer this, but I think that $3 download only thing could potentially be gold for so many photographers, because if you're unsure if some of your clients are ready for a full, you know, full blown website and a marketing material, and you're delivering via Dropbox or any one of these other services, just for $3 to, you know, which is cheaper than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, to have your site or your images presented in a nice gallery with download options, as opposed to just sending someone a Dropbox or a WeTransfer link.
Yeah.
It's so cheap that I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, and it actually gets even cheaper if you buy in bulk. And so it is a wonderful service, especially when you've got clients that maybe want to mix and match. You know, maybe some of their properties they want the full website, some they don't. You know, or if you've got somebody who you just want to start easy and give them the download option. And then they get that high-end listing that's a higher price than they've ever had before. And they want to experiment with it. It's a great way to kind of ease them in. But the other beautiful thing about it is that then all of their photos are kind of in one account, right? So they can come back and any property that you've shot for them, they can look that up and download them, at any time. So that's kind of cool. I mean, we didn't even get into the shopping cart feature. So we actually just released something a couple of weeks ago where photographers can set up all their products and get a shopping cart. It wires up to Stripe for the credit card processing. And there's no cost at all for photographers to use that. It's all just built into the system. We're just trying to help people get orders, because if we help you, you help us.
Awesome. Well, I don't know, Rich, if you have any other questions or anything else to add, but I think this is definitely something that everybody should check out. And I think the fact that, as I experienced today, you can go in and you can literally set up your entire site and do everything except for go live, just to have an idea of everything, gives people the ability to actually check it out before they have to commit to any monetary costs for this. Yep. So,
and I have two questions that was waiting for. One is, how long are the images left on your website in case they want to go back and do anything with them later?
Yeah, so they are left in the live production environment for a period of a year after the site comes down. The sites are good for 1 year, so that means you've got 2 years to get those photos. After that, we're going to go to an archival process where they'll still be available. They just won't be available instantly. There'll be a short delay for downloading them. But we want to keep them forever. Mm-hmm.
The option to do that. Yeah. And my other question is, I wasn't really clear. Do you actually provide a virtual tour if you want to do that?
Yeah. So virtual tour is one of those words that a lot of people use differently. So
slideshow.
Yeah. So the slideshow methodology is all part of the website. So there's a couple of different gallery options. So when you're building the website, there's several ways to display those photos. We have a sort of a lean forward option that plays like a video player, which is sort of the conventional definition of a virtual tour, where it sort of auto plays through the photos in a slideshow. We also have a lean back design style where there is a slideshow kind of playing in the background, but you can scroll down and click through the gallery and sort of take more control over the viewing process. So yeah, and actually we're excited to add more of those. We've got several ideas for things that we want to do to kind of further evolve that and take that further down the road.
Well, I can't wait to check it out, and I sure will be doing that tomorrow.
And I also noticed that you allow for embedding too. So if someone did a real estate video or Matterport or any one of these things, they can all embed all that right directly into their own property website as well, correct?
That's absolutely correct, yeah. So the embed allows anything, but the site is actually it understands Matterport, iGUIDE, YouTube, and Vimeo links, and can correct the link if it needs to, if it's a non-embedded link that's passed in. And so yeah, embedding is a huge part of what we do.
All right, awesome. Well, I invite everyone to check it out. Herb, why don't you just give everybody your website URL so everyone can check it out, and any other information on how they can find you, whether it's social, your email address, anything that you want to...
Yeah, great. So the website is just hdphotohub.com. It's just high definition photo, just hdphotohub.com. And when you go there, you can click the register button and sign up. And if your listeners will want to use the referral code Shooting Spaces, then we'll make sure that they get their first one for free.
All right. Awesome. That's very appreciative of you to offer that to everyone. So, you know, that's a no brainer for people at this point to come in and give it a try, especially offering one for free. So no reason not to. I wish I would have known that earlier today when I paid for one.
You're the guinea pig, Brian.
Yeah, I get whatever.
Well, Brian, your next one is on us. No,
great. Thank you.
Awesome.
But again, thank you for.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, we were talking today on the and a couple of the groups that were virtual talking, but really about sometimes what do you do that makes you set you apart, and add-ons are part of that. And maybe this is a way we can all add to what we're doing and get more business. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And we want to remind everyone to subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on all the different social channels. We got a lot of things in the works as always. And submit some Ask the Guys. We're running low on those and we need your questions. So don't be shy. You can submit them through our homepage. You can submit them through our Ask the Guys page. There are tons of different ways to get us questions. If you want to record it on your phone and email to us, you can do that too. However you want to get your questions to us, we will be glad to accept them.
Yeah. And we want to just say thank you for being part of this community. And it's just an offshoot from all the communities. And I just want to say, everybody, just go out there, have a great day, and be sure to shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.